Welcome to the podcast version of Police Science Doctor, the online resource bridging the gap between research and investigative practice, for police personnel who go the extra mile, for academics who want to connect better with investigative practitioners, on YouTube and on policesciencedoctor.com.
Hello, hello everyone. This is Suzanne Knaber-Nicole from Police Science Doctor. I wish you a wonderful post-Easter holiday, if indeed you celebrate Easter. If you don't, then don't worry about it. I wish you a wonderful week to come, and I hope you had a wonderful week since I last saw you. So every week I broadcast three snippets, which are police science snippets, which are three golden nuggets of information that I extracted from published academic research into the fields of police science, investigative psychology, forensic psychology, criminology, and the likes, evidence-based policing, military analysis, and so on. I talk about them here on the podcast, on social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, or X. Haven't managed to do it on Instagram yet, but the snippets, the physical snippets or the visual snippets that you see as well on these channels, they are on Instagram. So in addition to that, I email them straight into the inbox of everyone who's on the Police Science Doctor email list. And with that, you get the link to the original research article. So you can follow up yourself if there's something that is relevant to your role, perhaps, or that interests you for some other reason. So I'm trying to find bits that you can put into action straight away that are somehow practical and not very abstract or not about methodology, not about forms and things, you know. So if you do troll through a lot of research, and like I do every week for this specifically, then you'll see there's a lot of things that wouldn't make it onto this broadcast, because it's just not something you can put into action straight away. I hope that these are useful to you. If you are on the email list, it's free to get on it and you can leave at any time. But the privilege you get is you get access, you get password protected access to the read page on the Police Science Doctor email, Police Science Doctor website, and on there you can download all the transcripts from the videos that are on the website, but also you can download each of the previous week's snippets in PDF format, so you can have all of those and you can have a library and you can go look them up whenever you want. So these are the advantages of being on the email list. Plus, if there's any relevant conferences or other things happening that I think will be of interest to you, I'll put them on into these emails as well once a week. So the first snippet for this week is about head injury and delinquency. Previous research suggests that youth sports participation is moderately associated with reduced delinquency. Non-sports involved youth, so these are youth who do sports, these are youth who don't do sports. Non-sport involved youth with a head injury report higher levels of general and violent delinquency compared to non-sports involved youth without a head injury. Sports-involved females with a head injury report higher levels of general and violent delinquency compared to sports-involved males with a head injury. Results suggest that sports participation is not associated with a head injury, but having a head injury is involved with higher risk of delinquency. Quite interesting. The second snippet for today is about alternatives to MACE panels. Multi-agency child exploitation, MACE panels, are monthly meetings here in England concerning children at risk of child exploitation, with mandatory attendance by police, children's, social care, health and education. There can also be other health and addiction services involved as well that can attend. Other agencies involved with the child should also attend. It was found that whilst MACE provides a forum to share multi-agency information, it only does so for 9.3% of exploited repeat victims. However, using conditional probability and harm association, so this is a methodology that they tested in this research, allows 90.7% of missed repeat victims become visible to professionals. So they're suggesting that actually MACE doesn't seem to benefit much those children who are exploited repeatedly. However, they're suggesting this this algorithm, this methodology that they think captures 90.7% of missed repeat victims, makes them visible to the agencies that are attending these multi-agency meetings. So that's something that people involved in this work should definitely look into. And the third and last snippet for this week is about race and death by firearm. Black Americans of all ages suffer firearms homicides at a rate that is 12 times higher per capita than for whites. I think in London it's 5 times. I don't know if that's London or England, but if you're black, you're 5 times more likely to be killed by homicide. I think homicide, and obviously in America, based on this research, it seems to be a ratio of 12 times higher. The evidence of this report provides the most direct support for police increasing the precision of their focus on crime prevention efforts that can reduce homicide as the most important racial disparity in criminal victimization, and in the US context, firearm homicide in particular. Fortunately, we don't have much homicide by firearm in general, but especially by firearms in the UK. And I'm hoping that will remain that way. Obviously, there was a very interesting point made by Professor Lawrence Sherman about this quite a while ago at a talk that I watched. He is now the first chief scientific officer of the Metropolitan Police in London. And people always talk about the over-policing of certain demographic groups. And he was talking about the under-policing of certain demographic groups, because the victimization rate is so much higher for black people than for white people, males in particular, that they're not getting enough protection from the police, and that there's something that definitely needs looking into, because the risk of being killed if you're black compared to white is just so much higher that there's something that really needs to be tackled. So I hope there was something in here of interest to you. If not, then, as I said, it depends on your role. I can't always promise something that's relevant to your particular job at the time every week, but you've got the access, if you're on the email list, to the previous snippets, so you can just peruse those and download the ones that are relevant to you, and then go straight to the link through the links to the original article itself and see what you can get from that. So with that, I wish you a wonderful week, and I'll see you again next week. And until then, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. I hope you found this content useful. You can get access to each episode's transcript with key learning points, timestamps, and references if you get yourself onto my mailing list. Just go to the main website on policesciencedoctor.com, and on the bottom of each page you will find a sign-up form for notifications of new content. Just enter your first name, your preferred email address, and the type of organization you work for. You will not get any spam. This is just for me to let you know about new content and for you to get access to all the transcripts.